I am the ultimate. I am majesty. Crypto decentralized. I am currency. I am the Tesla for electricity. I am a mobile eye. Mining frequency. I am the whole.
Okay. Welcome again to the Intune Instrument Podcast. I have a very, 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 very special guest with me today. His name is T-Bone. Okay. Now you might be wondering, why do I have T-Bone on this show? Let me tell you something. T-Bone is a G. All right. They call this man the Shoestring Bandit. And I know you're like, Shoestring Bandit, what's that about? You know, we're going to ask him about that. But first, T-Bone, welcome to the show. Thank you for hopping on with me.
Hey. No, hey, listen, thank you for having me. How you doing?
I'm doing amazing. So T-Bone, tell everybody a little bit about you. Hit on a little bit of why the Shoestring Bandit.
Oh, wow. Well, okay, so the name T-Bone or Shoestring Bandit or both or just...
Oh, you can do both. Whichever makes you feel good.
Well, here's the deal. I worked for a major department store. It was quite some time ago. And I went from literally at that department store, they had a nice customary service that was geared for the men's shoes department. And I was literally shining shoes there. You know, and as I was shining shoes, I would work and I would dream and I would scheme to get over to the actual men's shoes department where I could sell shoes and make a little bit more money there. So when I made it, eventually I made it and I did what I had to do. And once I started selling shoes in the men's shoes department, man, one day there was one of the buyers that came in and he had came in and he was, you know, basically just, you know, just, you know, issuing everybody free pair of shoes and issuing contests and things like that or whatever. And he labeled us all shoe dogs. You know, everybody was a shoe dog. You know, you had Big Bone, you had Bad Bone, you know, and my first name is Terrence, right? So they call me T-Bone. So I don't know if you know how these nickname works where you can't give yourself a nickname, you know, especially if someone else brands you. If someone else brands you, you got to have to kind of roll with that, you know. So that's how T-Bone was born.
Wow. Yeah, I definitely know about those nicknames. That's a really cool story. Especially with the, I see a lot of people, they like give themselves their own nicknames. And it's just like, I don't know about that nickname. Probably wait
right.
for somebody else to give you one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So T-Bone. Mm-hmm. Right now you actually have a mission. And it's a very important mission. And it's actually something that I think a lot of people need to be aware of as far as their own health and how, you know, they might be able to avoid this. But could you tell people a little bit about your personal mission?
Well, here it is. It's it has to do with basically doing all of the reverse when it comes to living an undisciplined lifestyle. It's basically focusing on employing a lot of disciplines in our lifestyle, everything from eating to, you know, the mental wellness, the spiritual wellness, the emotional wellness, you know, all encompassing. And the reason why that mission is there is simply because of where I had saw myself. You know, I ended up one day and I just didn't realize how I got there. You know, hey, listen, I'm 47 years old. I've been here a half a century and, you know, I ended up with kidney failure, right? And kidney failure is it's common among certain people. But what I noticed is that I used to label this as a lifestyle disease. Okay, and kidney failure led to different things, and different things led to kidney failure. You know, vice versa, or whatever. But as a result, I had high blood pressure. At one point, I had diabetes and things of that nature. And also, I'm African American. So I would notice in my community this whole ESRD, end-stage renal failure, renal disease, basically was on the rise.
Yeah.
You know, it was on the rise. And I would say, well, what is it? I tried to get to the bottom of it. You know, and as I'm trying to get to the bottom of this thing, this is how it became my mission, because I'm like, okay, well, wait a minute. Is it the food I'm eating? You know, is it, I think it's my lifestyle. It's certain things like that, you know. But I got to tell you, Nan, here's the one day I had a wake-up call, and this wake-up call came from my lovely wife. She was so upset with me. I can quote her verbatim. She said, I wish you stopped telling people you have kidney disease because of your lifestyle, because of high blood pressure. She said, that is not the case. That's not the case. And you know that's not the case. And Nan, I got to tell you, I've been with my young lady. It's like going on a little bit more than 25 years now, right? So we've put the time in. Mm-hmm. And if the people out there that are listening, get a load of this. The last thing you want to do is to basically cut a man out from the legs. If you hit him from the hips, you know what I mean? You don't want to take him out from the legs because, that's all we have. You know, it's our little pride and things like that. So basically, this was a story in my mind that I created. You know, hey, that was my story. When I talk to you, when I talk to him, when I talk to her, my story is I have renal disease because of my lifestyle and because of high blood pressure. So I said, well, listen, I had a frown. And I said, well, listen, you know it all. You don't want to be empathetic. You don't want to fall into my quote unquote story. You tell me what the situation is. She was like, no, listen. And at this time when we were talking, you know, I had spent time at a ranch, a wellness resort in Arizona. And I learned so much from some spiritual leaders and wellness leaders and things like that. I learned different technologies and modalities in reference to, you know, the employ the healing process. And as I was there, and I remember relating this same message to my wife, and it just clicked. She said, well, you remember what you told me? You remember exactly the words that you said out of your mouth when you told me the young lady, that practitioner, she said, well, listen, when you deal with Chinese medicine alongside Korean medicine, a lot of other medicines, other modalities, when they link kidney failure, they link kidney failure to fear. Okay. Every country, they link Chinese medicine. When you study Chinese medicine and you study Korean medicine and all other type of medicines, everybody except for Western medicine, right? Kidney failure, and you look at the little charts, the yin, the yang, all this other stuff, you'll notice it. Kidney failure directly is linked to fear. And wow. This is the message that I communicated to my wife. So at this time, my floor just dropped. Wow. So, and she said, you don't believe me? She said, we've been together for 25 years. She said, listen, you've eaten at Mickey D's. I've eaten at Mickey D's. You've eaten at nice restaurants. I've eaten at nice restaurants. I've had salads. You have salads. We have both had pretty much the same meals for the last 25 years that we've been together. She said, you have high blood pressure. I don't. She said, you had diabetes. I didn't. How come? We ate the same thing. So you're telling people it's because of your high blood pressure. No, you have kidney failure because of your fear. What are you scared of, black man? Wow. Now that's what the practitioner said to me. She said, well, no, she said, no, I'm not joking. She said, what are you scared of? You know, mm-hmm. And it's kidney failure, kidney disease, whatever you want to call it, is a rampant nowadays among African-American males specifically. And among African-American people, period. But me not to be long-winded, and I am so sorry, Nine, because when I get on this and you give me the floor, sometimes I take it and I run with it and I get very possessive.
Keep going. You are dropping okay. Gems right now.
Yeah, but I'll wrap it up. But I just want to leave with this. So as my wife is reminding me, right, of what the young lady had told me, you know, my kidney failure is linked to fear. And then I took that, those gems, and you know, I was talking to a buddy of mine, and I said, well, you know what, man, I got this. How about this? You know, I can't be out here preaching and teaching and walking and talking to everybody about, you know, eat right, eat good and everything, and that's how you'll avoid kidney disease. And yeah, that might be part of the case or whatever, but it's deeper than that, bro. And I'm telling my boy just like that. I said, it's deeper than that. He's like, what you mean? I said, listen, have you ever thought about it being linked to fear and stress and things of that nature? among people in our community. All, you know, me having several kids, me having, you know, to be responsible to put a roof over the family's head and things of that nature, you know, fear of my past childhood and things that I've witnessed and, you know, heard things that I've heard about and other people being touched when they wasn't supposed to be touched. And, you know, it goes on and on. Have you ever thought about that, man? He was like, right. He said, kidney failure can be linked to fear. But he said, but let's add one to that. He said, not only is it linked to fear, he said, here's what I notice. I get to choose what I let and consider as fear, what I believe is fear. He says, so now that you know I get to choose what I consider to be fearful in my mind, right, that kidney failure has to do with the mindset. What am I going to allow in my mind? What am I going to believe and what am I not going to believe? What beliefs do I have now that are limiting me? You know, so it goes on and on and on and on. So here's the deal, that as a result of that, that is how the forthcoming book that's going to be coming out real soon called The Undisciplined Lifestyle even came about, because of the old mindset. You know, and this is not only kidney failure. This is every disease. This is cancer. You know, I've seen people cure themselves of cancer because they're in the proper mindset, because they lock themselves in the room and they watch nothing but comedy all day, every day. For weeks on end. You know what I mean? I've seen it happen, literally. You know, so that's just that just goes to show you, and I want to wrap up and that was the long version of my mission.
Wow. I mean, you literally are dropping gems. I just when you said, you know, it's linked to fear. And when you think about, I mean, even just everything that's happened in the last couple of years and the amount of fear that's palpable, it really makes you think about illness, and it really makes you think about, you know, how it can actually be prevented. You know, your friend said, let's take it a step further and brought it to mindset. So what are some things that you have actually been doing as far as mindset to kind of reverse that fear?
Well, anxiety was the thing that was riddled through me internally and externally. And as I started working on that, when you start talking about, you know, getting the being in the proper mindset, a lesson that I learned from my 25-year-old son. Are you ready for this?
Oh yeah, come on.
It's a golden lesson that I learned, and I'm training myself to do this each and every time that I experience anxiety. So the first thing is, when I jump up out of the bed, whether it be from fear or from whatever you want to label it as, from stress or whatever, when I jump up out of that bed, the first thing that I ask myself, because my son said to me one day, Dad, what is it? He said, is it your head? Is it your body? Or is it your emotions right now? What is it, Dad? And I'm listening to him. I'm like, huh? What are you talking about? He said, Dad, no, seriously, what is it? Are you in pain? You know, is it your body that's hurting you? Is it your head? Is it in your mind? Or is it emotional, where you're just trying to get rid of something like a past learned behavior? And as I start to think and I look at and I think about that, by the time that I'm entertaining his question, my anxiety has already stepped down 2 notches. Just by even entertaining his question.
Wow.
Because I'm forced and I'm trained to see where the anxiousness is coming from. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Right. Then you can take it a step further. If you really want to kind of lock in, you know, and put yourself in a safe place so you don't have to become anxious at all, it has to do with the breathing, you know? And this is something that you also have to train yourself. And you can do this right now. And everybody that's listening, I encourage you to do this right now. Basically, breathe in your nose fast. Breathe in fast by way of your nose 2 times. And I'm going to show you an example. And then breathe out with one long breath. So it goes like this. Give it a try, Nine.
Give it a try. Okay. All right. So we're on.
And breathe out as hard as you can. There you go. There you go. And just hold it, if you can hold it. What you'll notice is that, I'm not even sure of the whole scientific term, but man, you know, your body's going to relieve itself instantly. Am I lying or am I not lying?
Oh, that felt great. That felt amazing. That's my first time actually being shown that. I do a lot of breath work. That was my first time ever being shown that type of breath work before. So I appreciate you showing that to me right now.
No, I appreciate you even having me on the call. Yep.
Wow. 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 You have so much wisdom that you're sharing with us, and I am very appreciative of it. I have another question for you. So I know with the kidney failure, you made a recent post on social media. You called it a cry for help. And you're looking for a live donor now for a kidney. So tell us a little bit about that cry for help, as well as if someone's listening that wants more information on how they could be a live donor, like what would they need to do?
Well, you can participate in several ways. It's so funny because normally when you see somebody cry for help, it's normally monetary. You know, we need money for a funeral. We need money for this. We need cash for that. My open cry for help in this situation wasn't, I don't need your cash. I don't need your cash. I need your love. I need your support to be able to help me, you know, be around just a little bit longer for my family, you know, because ultimately I'm not sure how much time I have here. You know, no one does, you know, but if there's certain things that have been made, you know, that have been employable by man to help other men, you know, stay here longer, I'm going to do it. And really quick, I tried to go other routes, you know, and there are other routes out there that I do believe in as well. But me specifically right now, as far as me wanting a live donor, you don't have to be a match. My blood type is an O positive. I'm not sure about the commonalities of the O positive, but to make a long story short, you don't have to be a match. I can give you a website that I'll voice over that you can go to, because the way that it is, it's almost like a pool. If you were able to donate a kidney, if you have an A type blood type, you know, what will happen is because I would be the next in line for the O type. So it's a mix and match kind of thing. So that's how that works. But yes, I would love a live donor. I would love a live donor. And my business, my company, my organization, we are pretty big on donating to charities of your choice and things like that to keep things within the legal realm. You know, that's number one. Number two is the website that you want to employ is, I believe, because now I'm traveling now, so I believe it's www.medstargeorgetown.org. Okay, MedStarGeorgetown, just how it sounds, .org. Then you want to do /livingkidneydonor. Actually, that is the website. Yep, MedStar.org. No, MedStarGeorgetown.org /livingkidneydonor. My date of birth, they will ask you for your date of birth, and my date of birth is July 1st, 1973. And all this is an inquiry session. There's no pressure, no, you know, hooking, reel them in kind of thing. No. It's a simple inquiry session. If you want to get more information in terms of how do you feel, are expenses paid for, things like that. What about if you have to spend time off of work? Can they cover your work? The answer to all of that is yes, but I think you need to hear it and see it for yourself.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for that information. If you're listening and you are interested in that information, it is in the podcast description. So you can actually click the link down below from whatever platform that you're listening to this podcast on. So T-Bone, thank you so much for joining the show. I just have one last question for you.
Yes.
Well, actually it's a two-parter. Number one, I would like you to tell people, like, if they want to get in touch with you or follow you or whatever, how could they do that? And then also, is there anything else that you would like to say before we jump off?
Okay. Well, just really quick. Again, thank you. You know, you did a lot of edifying there. And sometimes I get, when I talk at certain locations, depending on who it is that edifying me, I get kind of a little fearful because I got to live up to those expectations. You know?
Well, you know? You definitely blew them away.
Oh, man. So I'm just like, uh-oh. She says I do this. She says we do that. I'm like, uh-oh. Right. But no, thank you again. And it's the fact that you even asked me to be on here, you know, it was almost like a kind of backflip, high five kind of thing, like virtually, you know. So I'm like, thank you. Thank you, Nine. That's number one. Right. Number two is in terms of being able to reach me, you know, there's things that are still in development now. On Facebook, I'm known as Eli Johnson. You see my profile pic with me and the dark shades on. I got the really, really big beard. Right. So that's me on Facebook. And I love messages there, whether I know you or if I don't know you. That's not a problem. You can be glad to shoot me a message there. And other than that, there's going to be a podcast that's coming up real soon. But if you can follow me on Facebook, and that way you will be made aware of the podcast by my constant posts and things of that nature. Yeah, awesome. That's about it, though. Thanks again.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for being on the show. Also, his Facebook link will be in the description also, so you can just click over and send him a message or say hi or whatever. Thank you so much, T-Bone. I know that the journey has been a wild ride, but I truly do believe. I believe in the magic of this world and the miracles of this world. And I'm really looking forward to hearing when you do get that live donor, sir, because I'm speaking that into existence. All right. And I really do appreciate you hopping on and sharing your story and not being afraid to share your story so that.
Thank you.
So that the magic can unfold. And I think that is a very brave thing. And it's also a really great example for others who might be going through something right now that they know, you know what? Other people probably can help me. I'm just too afraid. Well, guess what? T-Bone's not afraid. You don't have to be either. Speak up. If you have a cry for help, and you'll be surprised at the amount of loving arms that come to surround you. So again, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Intune Instrument Podcast. I will see you next week.
Awesome. Awesome.
And thank you. Thank you. Thank you again for tuning into the show. If you're interested in supporting the show, be sure to meander on over to shop.theintuneinstrument.com and check out the merch store. You want my latest single? Well, guess what? You can get it at shop.theintuneinstrument.com. You want to represent that you're an in-tune instrument in your city? shop.theintuneinstrument.com and grab a shirt. You get the message. Go to shop.theintuneinstrument.com.